hearts of Sarat, but I don't have any. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the issue of eating Shalosh Shudis on the on Erev Pesach Shchalas v'Shabbos. It's a problem that's already discussed in the Paiskim and the Rishonim. So I want to touch on the a few of the issues that relate to the to this problematic topic. And it's a ima, a kolshu, a malay lugma, whatever it is. It's not going to cover the whole issue, the whole topic fully, but just to give us a little bit of an overview of what the issues are. In terms of eating Shalosh Shudis on Shabbos in 2 weeks. So first of all, there's an issue of eating chametz. There's the issue of eating chametz. It's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in source number one, Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Meir, Omer Eichlin kol chametz. Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to eat chametz up till the end of the fifth hour of the day. V'serfim v'schilas sheish, and you burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eichlin kol arba, you're allowed to eat up to the end of the fourth hour. The Tolin Kol Chomesh, the next hour, the fifth hour of the day, we treat as a suffix in terms of Truma. We're not going to get into that. V'serf v'tchila sheish. You burn everything, burn all the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Midai Raisa, the halach is that the Zman Isser of eating chametz, of Hanoah from chametz, starts from Chatzos, from midday of Erev Pesach. Chachomim, we're marchik. Chachamim said the Yisra Hanoah starts 1 hour before Chatzos, and the Yisra Achila starts 2 hours before Chatzos. But we call the fourth hour of the day, we'll call it 10 o'clock. You know, it's not exact, right? But we'll call it 10 o'clock. It's considerably later. If you look in source number two, that's the Psak. Chometz mishoisho, so the malo miyoim yudalit. Chometz from the sixth hour on, that means from midday, on the 14th of Nisan Osir Behanoah, is Osir to get any Hanoah from. Afilu Chemtso Shel Eina Yehudi, even if the Chometz belongs to a Goy. Osir the Hanas B'menu, you're not allowed to get any Hanoah from that Chometz. Vasaru Chachomim Shtei Shos Koidem. Chachomim said it's Osir already 2 hours before the Haina Mitchilas Shoh Chamishis, meaning from the beginning of the fifth hour. Umiu, even though it's Osir to eat, Kol Shoh Chamishis Mutter Behanoah. The whole fifth hour, it's mutter to get hanoah from that, from the chametz and rasha the machri lein yudi. You're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew up till the end of the fifth hour. Afilu harbe yachat. Even if you have a lot of chametz together, shavada leachlenu kodem pesach, the goy is certainly not going to finish it all up before Pesach. Doesn't matter. You're allowed to sell that chametz up till the end of the fifth hour. That's why usually in most years there's an issue. What the notice is said of here, most years if a person is going to America, and he has some chametz in Eretz Yisrael. So the thing is like this. In terms of the chametz that's in Eretz Yisrael, you would assume that the Isser Hanoah on that chametz starts based on the fifth hour in Eretz Yisrael. Once the chametz is Osir Behanoah, you can't sell it anymore. You don't own it anymore. So if you're in America, and somebody's going to sell your chametz in America, but you own chametz in Eretz Yisrael, it becomes Osir Behanoah before you sold it. You hear? It becomes Osir Behanoah based on the fifth hour in Eretz Yisrael. Your Rav sold it in America, let's say, you know, on the fourth or the third hour, whatever, of the morning, on Erev Pesach, when in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Seder night. Seder night, it's too late. So therefore, in most years, there would be an issue, you should sell your chametz in Eretz Yisrael. The chametz you have in Eretz Yisrael, you should sell in Eretz Yisrael. However, this year, it's not such a problem, because what? It's Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. So the Rav's going to sell the chametz, what? Before Shabbos. So the chametz only becomes Osir Behanoah on Shabbos, anywhere in the world, after the Rav already sold. So this year, it's not such a problem. However, consult your Pesach. Okay. At any rate, that was a side point. At any rate, the halach is that you're not allowed to eat chametz from the fourth hour. Memela, you have a problem with eating chametz from, we'll call it 10 o'clock. So on Erev Pesach, Chalas v'Shabbos of this year, you have a problem with eating chametz starting at 10 o'clock. Okay. There's another problem. You want to be able to wash. Chametz from 10 o'clock is out of the question. What about matzah? You're allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So it says, Yushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Levi says, Ha'echol matzah b'erev Pesach, somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, kivu al rusasa b'veis chomet. It's like a person having relations with a woman who he has already given kiddushin, he's already given her the ring, he's already mikudeshes to him, in his father-in-law's house. That means that she's not yet married. They haven't yet gone through chuppah. There hasn't been any nisun. There's only been kiddushin. So there is some connection between them. But it's also to have beer with her. V'habo al arusa, if somebody who has beer with his arusa, with the woman who he's given kiddushin to in his father-in-law's house, like it, he gets malchus. So it's also tit mata ner pesach. When does this issa start? At what time? Chametz again, 10 o'clock. When does the issa of eating matzah start? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Baal Amor says, ha'oichol matzah ber pesach in source 4. Ha'oichol matzah ber pesach kival rosas beveis chamiv. Somebody who eats matzah ner pesach, it's like he's having relations with his fiance, we'll call it, in his father-in-law's house. Hani mili mishaysho to the malach. This is only also says the Baal Amor, from midday on. Avol ad sheisho is muta, but until midday, it's allowed. The day kanami, and this is also accurately portrayed in the Medami Leil Arusa, through the comparison to Arusa. Since it's compared to the fiancé, we see that it's also only from midday on. What does Baal Amor mean? We'll see in a moment. Source 5, the Ramban of the Melchames, Melchames Hashem, he says, no, shekol hayom asr le'achol matzah. It's also to eat matzah the whole day of every Pesach. V'atam lozeh, and the reason is, shekevan shebir chametz balayla, since, I don't think it means burning chametz, it means getting rid of the chametz. It already starts the night before. It means bedikas chametz, the beginning of the process. Naseh slo matzah arusa beveis chametz. At that point, the matzah becomes to him like his fiance in his father-in-law's home. What does that mean? What's this machlokas over here? We have again, the Baal Amor says it's also from midday. The Ramban says from, it doesn't say clear, it says l'chayr starts from the night. For the night of the 13th, or the 14th rather, means Erlai Basar, 13th at night, what we call the Erev 14th. And, again, they both seem to say it's based on the comparison to Arusa. Right? The Baal Amor says, it's compared to an Arusa, therefore it's only from Chatzos. The Ramban says, no, the matzah becomes an Arusa already from the night before. How do we pass? Look at source number 6, and then we'll say the Lomdus in a moment. Says, source 6, our matzah shiyotzen ba balayla, the matzah which one can use to be yotze, matzah in the Seder night, asurim le'achol kol yoyim arba asar. It's asur to eat the entire 13th. Says the Magen Avraham, umashma, the biyoyim yedgimu b'torim le'achol matzah, it's mashma on the 13th during the day, it's mutter le'achol matzah, but on the night of the 14th, not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol yom yedalad haino me'omen ashar. Mishnah Berurah says, no, he's paskening, based on other Rishonim that it's from the crack of dawn of the 14th. Some people have a minig not to eat matzah already from Rosh Chodesh, and others even have a minig starting from Purim not to eat matzah. So what's going on over here? So one idea we have to know is that the Chayre would seem that the concept of matzah in terms of as it relates to Pesach could be it only starts from the point that there's a concept of chametz. If you look at source number 9, Omer Yishlokish v'chein tanat v'er b'shmol v'chein tanat v'er loz ben Yaakov. Omer, the Pasuk writes, lo sochal olav chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz. When the time of the Korban Pesach starts, shivas yamim toichal olav matzahs lechem ayini. For 7 days you eat matzahs, right, the bread of affliction. Devorim ha'boim lidei chimutz, odom yotzei b'an yidei chevasa b'pesach. Any grain where it's possible for it to turn into chametz, that's what you're allowed to use for matzah. But a grain, let's say rice, that it can turn into chametz, it doesn't ferment, just rots, right? So, such that it doesn't leaven, I should say. So, such a thing you can't use for matzah. So matzah and chametz are intertwined in the sense that the concept of matzah would only start from the point that chametz starts. So the shaila is, when does the issur of chametz start? So the Baal Amor would say, the issur of chametz midday raisa starts midday. Chachamim were only geyser not to eat matzah from the point that the Yisr Chametz day raisa starts. The Ramban would say no. From the night, there's already an issue of bedikas chametz, so there's a concept of chametz at that time. Right? So male is also a concept of matzah that you're not allowed to eat. The matzah becomes a matzah's mitzvah, let's call it, at that point that you're not allowed to eat. Right? The Mishnah Berurah would say in the morning. Right, in the morning is already the key of mitzvah of tashbisu. The mitzvah of burning the chametz already starts. Getting rid of the chametz already starts in the morning. Okay. Let's see, however, a little bit deeper. In source number 11, Rav Meir explains the machlekes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. It would be kedai to come to the shiur just to hear this Rav Meir. So the first time Rav Meir said this, probably people ran for the exits and publicized this Rav Meir throughout the world, because it's an unbelievable piece. Let's look at source number 11. V'anochen l'ani es daiti. Seems to me like this. Shepligi b'tam d'osur arusasa. The machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban revolves around what is the reason that an arusa is prohibited in the first place. If you gave the woman kiddushin, you already gave her the ring, why is it also to have relations with her now? Possibility A. Imu mishum da'adayin eina kunuya lo lagamre. One possibility is, since she's not completely acquired to him yet, it means he hasn't yet married her full-fledged with chuppah. Hechshiba lo lagabei kekoidim kiddushin. So she has the same status that she had before she was engaged. Shoya asur baba isra penuya. He was not allowed to have relations with her, just like he now have relations with any single woman. That's possibility A. B. Oh, could be. Dekeman shebe erisin ain olova dain chiyuv aina. After he's given a woman kiddushin before he's married to her, he does not have an obligation to have relations with her. Once a person is married, he has a chiyuv of aina. He has to have relations with his wife at set intervals. After he's married to her, then he has an obligation to have relations with her. Chachamim said the first time you have beer with her, it has to be done in the framework of a chiyuv, of the mitzvah of aina. Okay, don't jump the gun with the bias rishus if the bias chayva is coming up. Yeah. Yeah. That what? Yeah, so try Liz if there's also a nisuin afterwards, right? Because there'd be a kedushin ice or also ice and nisuin, right? If it's both, then it's not a problem. Okay. The afshachar hanisuin itiru afshalobis manona shu rishus, even though after you're married, you don't have to have relations with the wife only at these set intervals. The first time a person engages in relations, it has to be in the context of the chayva of ona, and not as rishus. Okay? Skip the rest of the paragraph for lack of time. You're welcome to see it later. Look at the next paragraph. V'inei letam rishon shumitzat iser pnuya. According to the first reason, that it's just an extension of an iser of having relations with a single girl. Ein shayach klal dinyan matzah b'erev Pesach l'iser arusa b'beis chametz. And there really is a no clear comparison between the iser of eating matzah and erev Pesach and the iser of arusa in his father-in-law's house. The bechol hashana lekeis u'milechol matzah. A pnuya is also all year round, right? I mean, you're not allowed to have relations with a single girl. And the fact that you're engaged to her, all did that do according to the first reason, it just didn't change her status enough to allow you to have beer with her. But it's an extension of the iser of pnuya. Now, matzah on Erev Pesach. What happened? Before Erev Pesach, let's say today. Is there an iser to eat matzah? No. So what happened on Erev Pesach? What? It's an Erev Pesach. I'm creating a new issa, right? There's no extension of a previous issa, right? He says that all year round there's no issa eating matzah. What are we going to say? That really it should be usher all year round. We just asked it one day. Doesn't like that. Then it's tarach lefarish, so we have to explain. It doesn't mean, meaning what this issa means, it's not really that the rationale is the same. Just like it's usher to have via with an arusa, so too it's also to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Elishul inyan hamitzius. It's regarding the halachic reality. And he explains very well now. Shenimtza. She'av shekvar she'eshul of dinei Pesach b'miktzas. Even though there already is some connection to Pesach starting from, we'll see soon, you already started the halachas of Pesach. Nevertheless, also b'matzah, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Shelo kivimei Pesach mamish, unlike the days of Pesach itself, when you're certainly allowed to, and it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Shekein hu gam ba'arusa. The same thing applies to it, arusa. Sha'af shekvar yesh aleha dinei ishus. Even though you're already connected to her, you gave her kiddushin, there are certain halachas that kick in from the point of kiddushin. Nevertheless, asura levala, she's also to her husband. So it's the halachic reality. It means, you already have a connection to this fiancé, nevertheless, also to have beer. Pesach. You already have a connection to Hilchas Pesach, nevertheless, also to eat matzah. Even though regarding the rationale behind the halacha, it's really the reverse. The barus of mishum da hadayin ain't a knuri lagami, but lachain he be yisur rishon kodim erusin. It means, what by the arusa, you're not allowed to be with her despite the fact that you're engaged to her. Right? Really, before you're engaged to her, of course, pashut, she's single. After you're engaged to her, nevertheless, despite that, it's still awesome. Just one more sentence. Uvamatza erev Pesach, by matza erev Pesach, adrad, on the contrary. The reason why it's also the matzah now is because it's Erev Pesach, because you have a connection to Dinei Pesach, that created the Yisr. And it's not despite the fact that it's Erev Pesach, it's also the matzah. It's because it's Erev Pesach, it's also the matzah. Okay? Create a connection to Hilchas Pesach, that's it. Yisr Tis Matzah starts from now. By the Arusa, according to this first reason, no. Despite the fact that you're engaged to her, it's still also the yeah. That, we'll see, he'll see. Could be. He explains a little different, we'll see. Aval nak ad hod kivo ala rusa, so... I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit. Okay, where the period there on the sixth line, seventh line. Aval nak ad hod kivo ala rusa, so why did we use the comparison to be with the fiancé? Rak mishun t'chal kolpon m'shav alina mitzius. Because they're equal in terms of halachic reality. Meaning they're already in the parasha, so to speak. Right? They're already mekudesh and mekudesh to each other. It's the wrong halachic terminology. She's mekudesh to him. Right? And it's already, the halachas of Pesach are already started. Says Reb Moshe, this only would start from midday of Pesach. Because now already the halachas of Pesach per se have started. You're not allowed to eat chametz. That chatzos leka adayin shum dinu dinu Pesach. Until midday, there's no halachas of Pesach. What is the halachas of Pesach preparation? Right? But the halachas of Pesach have not yet started until chatzos. That shiyesh din dikas chametz. There's already a din to get rid of the chametz. Vashbatz. Well, checking the chametz, getting rid of it. Lo domi la arusa shenes v'liyama. It's not similar to an arusa that she's forbidden to the whole world. Shudin ishus mamish. There is a real connection between you and her, which forbids her to the whole world. Uchmochein hacha. So to hear. Hu rak mashe nesar b'chametz. Shumidin teicha pesach mamish. The only thing that can trigger the isra of achilas matzah is the isra of eating chametz because it's already Pesach. It's not time to prepare for Pesach. Pesach has started. When does Pesach start, midaraisa? Erev Pesach from chatzos. Right? V'zeo shitas Baal Amor. That's the position of the Baal Amor. That when does this sort of achilas matzah start? According to the Baal Amor? From when? From midday. Why? Why? Because chametz is also meaning it's already Pesach. To some extent. That's what he says. That's the comparison to arusa. Meaning that the arusa means that you're already connected to her with an isra b'yah. So to Pesach means you're already in Pesach. That's an isra achilas matzah. He says the comparison to arusa is only applicable from the sixth hour on. That's also tit chametz. What was the other reason? What was the other reason for isra arusa beis chametz? What was the second reason the Rabbi gave? Because since soon there's going to be a in the context of a chova. There's going to be a chiv to have beer with her. Don't jump the gun and do it for Torah's rishus. Don't have beer with her in a way which is not a chiv. It says, Avalotam Hasheni, Shaisr Barusa, who davka machma shekvar knuyalo, osru kodim shenaslov chiv mitzvahsoina. According to the second reason, then what the reason why it's also to have beer with her is what? Not despite the fact that you have given her kiddushin, but it's because you've given a kiddushin. So now what? Now what happens? What? It's because you've given a kiddushin, so now it's also because now you have a bias chayma coming up. Don't jump the gun and do a bias rishus. Right? So it says Reb Moshe, next page. It's like you're ruining it. It's like if you had the opportunity of doing it for teiras chayva, could be something like that. Could be. Who mamish iser matzah be'erev Pesach? Ini nachiv v'dimi mamish. It's exactly the same as Matzah of Pesach is exactly the same as the Rusa of Beis Chamiv. The Pesach created the Issa. Shagam b'matzah, osru l'haskel b'achilu d'rishus. Also by matzah, they said it's also to start eating the achilas v'shus kodem shenas olav chiyuv mitzvot achilas matzah, before the time of the chiyuv of the eating matzah started. Vimkein efshar l'asar gam kodem chatzos. If so, we will ask her even before chatzos. Shav sheleka adayin dini petach mamish. Even though the halachas of Pesach fully haven't started, mikom akom kevin shekvar huzman ha'achana l'pesach. It's already time to start preparing for Pesach. Whoa! Then we said, start preparing for Pesach. Wait for the matzah, because we're already preparing for Pesach. Part of the preparation for Pesach would be what? Don't touch matzah yet until Zman HaMitzvah. According to this, it would be us even from 30 days before Pesach, perhaps. From the time that you start darshaning Hilchos Pesach. At that time, you have to be careful in Pesach issues. Right, a person's leaving his room 30 days before Pesach, got to do a bdika, right, etc. They didn't want to make it so long, the Isser. It doesn't directly relate to the Isser Chametz. The issue is, Zman Hachon al Pesach. Since the Pashtar of the Yishami is, all day. The Yishami didn't say anything about midday. Said, "Oh, Matzah Bar Pesach." So therefore, says the Ramban, right? And the says the Ramban that what? That what? From the beginning of the day. Yesh lo asa b'chalayim. Okay, that's the lumdus of the machlokes in Balamor and the Ran. Okay, so let's sum up. La'alacha, right? Before we go on to Shalashudas itself. L'maisa. In terms of eating chametz and erev Pesach shachalos b'Shabbos, you're allowed to until 10 o'clock. Isra achilas matzah, problem all day. That's how we pass him alba. So what are you going to do about shalosh shudas? When are you going to eat it? When are you going to eat shalosh shudas? Right. When? What can you eat? Oh. So says Rashi. Well, let's see source 12. The Gemara. Arba also shachalos b'Shabbos. Mevarin es hakom lefnei Shabbos. The 14th was fought on Shabbos. You get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos. The sorf and shrumas tmeis tzluyus atoritz. You burn everything up. Umeshari min ataris mazon shtei sudus. Right? And you leave over 2 meals worth from truma to hira, if a kayin, for a kayin. Kedei lechol ad arba shos. So yeah, you'll finish eating that up until the 4th hour of the day, until 10 o'clock. Says Rashi, mazon shtei sudus. You leave 2 meals for Shabbos. Velo shalosh, but not 3. Why? Dechol shalosh sudus to Shabbos arba shachros amincha. Because the 3 meals of Shabbos, says Rashi, have to be eaten at night, in the morning, and afternoon. The Erev Pesach, also lechem, and amincha l'malach. And Erev Pesach, you can't eat. Afternoon, what are you going to eat?
Are you going to eat? You can't
have a meal. Sounds like. Says, yes. Oh, so we'll see. Pasha says not. But we'll see in a moment. Look at source 13. Uvezoach, I mean, there's a preference to have bread, but the Eved, you could have even with fruit. So look at source 13. Aruch HaShulchan. Uvezoach Kosov, Shereb Shimon ben Yochai, Hayaosek Batorah, comes to the Shlishas. In the Zohar, it says, Shimon ben Yochai, instead of having Shabbos Shudas, what would he do? Learn Torah. V'yesh Lohavin. Have to understand this. Otu, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Lohai Yochal, comes to the Shlishas, Bezame Advorim, Shin Esbaru. What? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai couldn't fulfill Shabbos Shudas with something else? Right? There are a lot of ways to fulfill Shalosh Shudas. We'll see them soon. Let them have fruit or whatever. V'nirili, and he has daiti borah d'cholzehu milsu yisirsa. Says our HaShulchan, it's clear to me that this whole thing about Rav Shimon ben Yochai learning Torah is really a little bit extraneous. It's a little bit beside the point. Shrei b'Shabbos zo ba'al korchach lo nestavenu klal Shalosh Shudas. Says our HaShulchan, there is no din of Shalosh Shudas and there are Pesach Shechalias b'Shabbos. Blah. Why? Came in Shiyashar. Because you can't have a real meal. Midi Dehabel, Yom HaKippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. There's a din of no meals. So in Erev Pesach, what falls on Shabbos, there are two. What is Shabbos Erev Pesach? Linyan Sudas Shlishas. So too, Shabbos Erev Pesach regarding Shalosh Shudas. Da'afilim Neymar Disra Achilas Matzah Erev Pesach Umid Rabbonon. Even if we say that the Isra of eating Matzah in Erev Pesach is only in Isra Rabbonon. Mikol makom, nevertheless, hamatzin b'mitzvahs ase gemuros. We find complete total mitzvahs ase. Shenitchu b'shev al tas b'gzeres d'rabbanan. Sometimes Chachamim will say, even though the mitzvah d'oraisa, and we say, don't do it. Like what? K'mo shofar v'lulav b'shabbos. No shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. No lulav on Shabbos Sukkis. V'koshken shenitchu mitzvah v'sudah shlishas. So certainly they can override the mitzvah of Shabbos Shudas. V'cheven shekein. Since that's so. But la la, the Shabbos is so mitzvah the Sudah Shlishas. So the mitzvah of Shabbos Shudas is gone. V'cheven the Sudah Gemur e'efsha. Since you can't have a full-fledged meal. Memele, dein shaykh l'malosa b'peres b'basa b'dogim. So you're not going to sort of do a b'dievet sort of Sudah with fruit or meat or fish. Shein tzar chalbada, because there's no need to, because there is no chiv to have Shabbos Shudas today. Furthermore, the vaday gamen atayr mitzvah lechal kazais matzah l'tayavon. Certainly, daraisa, there's a mitzvah to make sure they have to have that matzah l'tayavon. It's not a achila gasa. You want to be yotzei that mitzvah. V'zeo tamo shor b'shem ben yochai shasak b'tayr. That's why b'shem ben yochai learned Torah, not because he was yotzei shal shulos of learning Torah. No, mipnei she'ein mitzvah klal b'shabbos lechal sudah shlishas. There's no mitzvah to have shal shulos today. So what's b'shem ben yochai going to do? Play cards. What's he going to do? Learn. That's all. Right? It's not the Yotzei Shalos Shudas with learning. He held there was no chiyuv to have Shalos Shudas. So we learned. Well, not today. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it could be smashed from Rashi as well. Right? There's no chiyuv to have Shalos Shudas on every Pesach. The Shabbos. They're mevatel the chiyuv.
Yeah, but you could be mechanical
to Shalos Shudas with
fruit.
No, so Aruch HaShulchan says that fruit is not really considered a Suda. It's like, if you can't have a Suda, do it with fruit. But it's like, you have to have the Chi of Suda to begin with.
So Rashi wanted to do something in place of it. That's why he said he learned Torah in place of it. Not that just he had open time to do anything. He wanted to do something in place of the Chi of Oven.
That, but you're not eating anything, Bechlau. So he said, no, there was no Chi of Bechlau. There was no Chi. That's how he learned. That's what seems from Rashi. Okay. Now, there's such a Shita like that. There's no Chi of Shalosh Shudas. However, the minig is, you have to have Shalosh Shudas. So what are the options? So chametz till 10 o'clock, no problem. Matzah problem all day. Says Tosis in number 14, and I don't have time to go through the whole thing. But if you skip to the end, it's talking about what is a person going to eat until the 10th hour of erev Pesach. You know, past the 10th hour, there's a mitzvah of eating, right? A lot. So what is a person going to eat up till the 10th hour? Says Tosis in the B'yei Shlomar, the fourth line there, 14. B'yei Shlomar da'arbe matzah ashira. He's talking about matzah ashira. Matzah ashira means that it's needed with meperos, right, with fruit juice or things like that. That you can't be yotzei matzah with such bread. It has to be lechem oni, right? It has to be poor man's bread. Matzah ashira is the antonym of lechem oni. Matzah ashira means like a rich man's bread. The lo'asa v'yushalmi, and the yushalmi, when it says it's also to eat matzah, that's only us. Elab matzah ro'yu lotzei sbochol vosel. It's only matzah that you can be yotzei with. V'och l'kodem zmano, you're eating it before the time. But matzah ashir is shari, and matzah ashir is muta, to eat before the 10th hour, v'chein hoya noyeg Rabbeinu Tam. And this was the minig of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay? What was the minig of Rabbeinu Tam? So the Torah learns, the minig of Rabbeinu Tam was to be yotzei shavu shudas and erev Pesach shchayav b'shabbos with matzah ashira. Right? With fruit juice. We'll call it egg matzahs. Okay? Egg matzahs also counts. Now, is that a viable option for us? Can we do like Rabbeinu Tam? So we have to discuss matzah ashira from two vantage points. Matzah ashira might have a problem of chametz, and it might have a problem with matzah. Right? Chametz is a problem to eat from 10 o'clock on. Might be a problem with matzah, right? It's also to eat all day. Meaning, is it a problem to eat matzah ashira and eat din matzah? And is it a problem to eat matzah ashira and eat din chametz? So if you look at source 15, Yudal Shechalis B'Shabbos, on the 14th, which falls on Shabbos, Boitkin Leil Shlosh Asa, you do B'dika on the night of the 13th. Umavara makalif na Shabbos, and you get rid of everything before Shabbos. Umeshairin mazon shtei sudas atzarech haShabbos, and you leave over two meals of chametz for Shabbos. This uda shlishis zmana acha mincha, kashal shudas the time is after mincha. Va'oz ena yochal asos alo b'matzah v'lo b'chametz. You can't have matzah or chametz then elo b'matzah ashira. All you do is matzah ashira. V'tzarech lasos al kodem shah asiyus. Just make sure you have shalosh shudas with your egg matzahs before 3 o'clock. Says Rama, "Uvimdinas elu she'ein nagin lechol matzah ashira." In our countries, the minig is not to eat matzah ashira. Kedilah Kamon, Simon Tov Samach Beisif Dalav Baga, right? Based on a problem of Chomets. Yekayim Seuda Shlishis B'minei Peiris Leibosa V'dogim. So you should fulfill Shalosh Shudas with all kinds of fruit or meat, fish. Kedilah El Simon Reish Tal Yalav Simon Vav Baga. Okay? Do Shalosh Shudas with something else, says the Ramah. Because we Paskin Ashkenazim Paskin not to eat Matzah Hashim. What is this issue? So let's first talk from Chomets' vantage point. Source 16. The Gemara says in the Furish that if you take some flour and mix it up with fruit juice, it can't become chametz. So what's the problem? Source 17. Ein loshin isa bePesach b'yayin b'shem nedvash. You're not allowed to knead dough on Pesach with wine or oil or honey. Vim loshin, if you do that, Rama Gamliel already served me out. Rama Gamliel says, burn it. Chachamim says, eat it immediately. Says Rashi, "Ein loshin es isa shol matzis b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash." Why? Mepnei shekaroyva u'maheres lachmitz, because it becomes chametz very quickly. Ve'en adam yochel l'shemra, and you can't guard it and make sure that it'll become that it shouldn't become chametz because it's much less than 18 minutes. Lefichach, therefore, im losh, if you need it, tisarif miyad, burn it right away. Uvemoyed kalmar, talking about chalamoyed, etc. Skip to where it says the Reish Lakish in the brackets. The Reish Lakish domar la'el may peres ein lachmitz. Reish Lakish says earlier that fruit juice can't make something chametz. Lo kash yach. This is not a question. The iu ein chayev al chimutz kareis kamar. He's talking about that if you eat dough kneaded with made peiros, you're not going to be chayev kareis. But lo havi chametz gomer. It's not total chametz. Elo chametz nukshahavi. Claim out ra. It's inferior type of food. Also it's a bad type of chametz. Also chimutz heimamar al chametz. To become chametz nukshe, meaning chametz, which is not so good, which you're not going to be chayv kareis for eating, but it's still very usur, that is going to become chametz quickly, and that you can't guard. Therefore, don't do it! Don't need dough with fruit juice. So Shitas Rashi is that if you have dough kneaded with fruit juice, it's not going to become chametz gomer, but it's going to become chametz nukshe, inferior type of chametz, and you're not allowed to eat that. It's not chayv kareis, but you're not allowed to eat that. Yeah. Well, you can't, meaning you can't be yaitz matzah with it. Well, it could be that's a din in the type of grain. I don't know if it's in the type of the mixture. Right? It's a min, the type. Right. So according to Rashi, fruit juice does not prevent it from becoming chametz. So it won't become chametz gomer. The chametz nukshah will become. But Tosis and source 18, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, he says the may peiros ein machmitzin mashma the shemini legamri. Fruit juice can't make in chametz and mashma totally mutter. V'chein peiros Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam also says this the ein machmitzin kalikar. Fruit juice cannot make dough chametz. V'adomati sorek miyad. That which it says you have to burn it. Next up, it says you have to burn it. K'she'iri b'moyin mayim. That's if you have water and apple juice mixed together to make the dough. Does v'maros yoser lahachmitz, because then it will become chametz more quickly. V'alhelamar dein ben koreis. That's when we say there's no koreis of a lavis babe, but it is also to eat. Avol hecha the less beit haravis mayin. If there is no water at all, k'gan yain v'chametz v'shar mei peiros like wine, vinegar, egg, yolk, any other type of juice, shor lagami is totally mutter. So Tosis is that if you have dough with apple juice alone, no water, totally mutter. Totally mutter. Egg matzah is mutter. Source 19, Rambam Paskin's the same. Rambam Paskin's like Tosis. The Ravid says, not so pashut. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Source number, right? I'm short on time. So that's source 19. Source 20 says, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch, may peris below mayim, may machmitzim klal. Right? If you have fruit juice with no water, can't turn anything into chametz. Umut lecho bePesach. Even on Pesach you're allowed to eat matzah shenilayisha b'mei peros, matzah which was kneaded with fruit juice, v'afilu shohasa kol hayom. You mixed the flour with apple juice, you didn't work the dough at all, just let it there, nothing's going to happen. Avol ein yotzei yivoy yedei chovaso, but you can't be yotzei, nipnei shehi matzah ashira, because it's matzah of a wealthy man, l'krok siv lechemani. The Torah writes you have to use poor man's bread. Siv beis, mei peros in mayim, memarim lahachmetz yoyisim v'sharitz. If you have fruit juice with water, that'll make it turn into chametz more quickly. Hilkoch ein lalush b'hem, therefore don't need dough with them. V'mlach b'hem yefmiyan. If you did do that, bake it immediately. Once you bake it, it's no problem. Still can't be yotze, no. Siv dalet, mei beitim ushar mashkin, egg yolk and other liquids, kulam habi b'chlal mei peiros. That's all included in mei peiros, in fruit juice. Says Rama, "Lemdinas elu ein noygin lolish be meperos." In our countries, we don't have a minig to knead with fruit juice. Bafil liktei for matzis ein noygin rak la'achar fiyos and baidem chamin. Okay, in terms of how to prepare the matzis, also is an issue. Ve'ein l'shanos im lo b'shas hatchak l'tzorich echola ozoken ha'tzorich l'zeh. A person should not eat egg matzis, says the Rama, unless he's a chola ozoken. That's what it says on the striped egg matzis. Do you ever see that? Ashkenazim, you know, should not partake of this matzah unless they're sick or elderly or something like that. Right? That's what it says. So, memela, for Ashkenazim, it should come out that eating egg matzis midin chametz is a problem. Right? I'm not talking about midin matzah yet. Midin chametz, only a chol or a zokin is allowed to. That's why the Rama said, right back in source, what was it? Somewhere, in source 15, he said, our minig is not to eat matzah ashira, so don't use it for shalashudas. Right? Use shalashudas with something else. Okay? So, may peris midin chametz, according to Ashkenazim, would be a problem, l'chora, and according to Sephardim, would not. However, right? So, what's the reason? Look in Mishnah Berurah, Tesvav, and Noragin Lolush. The choshim lechatchil as far as hani poskim, because lechatchil were choshish for the poskim, meaning Rashi, the svir laid the may peris bilachudai gamkin machmitzim. They hold that fruit juice alone will also make it chametz. And it'll even accelerate the chametz process. The gam chashishim were also concerned. Maybe a little water did get mixed in to the kuli alma machmes. Then it'll become chametz according to everyone. Okay, even the Rambam, everybody, the Rabbi Natan, everybody would agree with that. That if it's a little water mixed in, it's certainly a problem with chametz. So we're chashish for that. And in Mela, it should be a problem to eat egg matzah midin chametz. But in source 21, the Nedev Yehuda says, I don't know what's going on. Even if you hold that May Paris is aser midin chametz, it's only aser midin chametz nuksha. It's not total chametz. It's just chametz nuksha, like barely edible chametz. It's called like chametz. It's not really good to eat. And the Nedev Yehuda proves that that is only aser on Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, it certainly would not be a problem. Certainly not before Chatzos. Certainly not before Chatzos. Person wants to go through, he's welcome to. I'm just telling you the fact now because it's a very complicated sugya. Just telling you the Nedev Yehuda proves quite convincingly that even if you hold like Rashi that it's osur midin chametz, only chametz nuksha, and even that would only be osur not on Erev Pesach, certainly not before Chatzos. Okay? Mele. Look at source 22, says Aruch HaShulchan. The Chosav Rabbeinu Harima, Ilvimdinis Elush Einog and Lechol Matzah Ashira. In our countries, we do not have a minig to eat matzah ashira. Kedil kaman tzim etof samach beis. Yikayim seudah shlishis b'minei peris ababas of adogim. So you should have shalashudas with fruit or meat, fish, etc.
Didn't he just say there was no
chiyuv? What? That was in Sivov. Then he brought down the opinion that there's no chiyuv. That's before. V'nireh, she'en hakavon etgam b'erev Pesach en lechol matzah ashira l'fi haminig. He doesn't mean that also on Erev Pesach you shouldn't eat matzah ashira based on the minig that we don't eat matzah ashira midin chometz. Then shouldn't have that. That doesn't make any sense. Like the note of Yehuda said, it should be allowed to eat matzah ashir and erev Pesach midin chametz. Ela kavone. What it means is, came on shemin again lechol the Pesach matzah ashir. Since Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashir on Pesach itself, so then what? Memela dein mechin atzlinu matzah ashir. So we don't have a minute to prepare matzah ashir at all. See, Sfardim, they eat matzah ashir throughout Pesach. So they'll have matzah ashir. They'll prepare a lot. They'll have boxes and boxes of matzah ashir. Why not have some for Shavuot Shudas? But, what? Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashira on Pesach. So what are they going to make? Special for Pesach? Right? We don't have such a minig. Ulahoch in Rakal through the shlishes to prepare a little bit of egg matzah just for shalashudis. Ain't derech b'nedo matriach ha-machal kodem kazeh. It's not normal to go through the trouble for just a little bit. What? Half of egg matzah? A whole un-egg matzah? Yeah. Okay. So therefore it says the Aruch HaShulchan that it's not that you're not allowed to eat matzah ashira in Midin Chavit. You're allowed to. Okay, so midin chametz will come out according to Aruch HaShulchan that it's not a problem to eat matzah ashir. What about midin matzah? Okay, what about midin matzah? Is there a problem with eating matzah ashir because now I eat matzah b'chlal erev Pesach? So, l'cheret, you'll say, of course not. You can't be yotze matzah on Pesach night with matzah ashir. You have to eat only flour and water. Right? So then, it's not a problem to eat it on Erev Pesach. Look at source 23, Rambam. Matzah shalasha b'mei peros, yotzei v'yidei chavasa b'pesach. Even matzah, which is kneaded with fruit juice, you could be yotzei with on Pesach. Avol ein lashon osa b'yayin o shemen o dvash o chalav, mishum lechem oni k'moshe v'yarno. Right? The Rambam holds, not everything, right, is a problem of matzah shira. Only if you knead it with wine, oil, honey, milk. That's a problem. That's what's called matzah shira. V'mosh v'achal, if you kneaded it and you ate it like that, you're not yotzei. Meaning with the other stuff. But fruit juice, you could be yotzei at night, according to the Rambam. Then is it a problem to eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach? You bet. Nidin matzah. Rav Soloveitchik would not eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. Because of this, because of the Rambam. Not midin chametz, midin matzah. Because according to the Rambam, you could be yotzei matzah even with fruit juice kneaded dough or with egg matzahs. Okay? Now, source 24. This is the Perush Mishnayos L'Rambam in the beginning of 10th Perek, where it says you're not allowed to eat. Well, you're allowed to eat up to the 10th hour. Says the Rambam, v'zeh shemenanu milechol, when we say you're not allowed to eat, ain't no achilas pas, not talking about bread. Shere ain't lo as pas, he doesn't have any bread then. V'isha osir etzlein lechol matzah b'yom arba osir, ad sheyachlen, beis ha-mitzvah. He's not allowed to eat matzah from the 14th, right, until the zman ha-mitzvah. It says eat less of fruit, etc. Says the Rambam, there's no difference, right, in terms of the 10th hour, between in terms of matzah shira, right? It just eat less. But there's no difference in terms of the type of food that you're allowed to eat. Right? So it should come out, according to the Rambam, there's no chilek regarding matzah shira between before the 10th hour and after the 10th hour. Tosfos said, Rabbeinu Tam said that there is a difference. Matzah Ashir, you can eat before the 10th hour, after the 10th hour, now. Right? According to the Rambam, there's no such chiluk in terms of what you're allowed to eat, only how much. He says eating a little bit. That's, you just eat a little bit of whatever you're allowed to eat. But he doesn't say any chiluk regarding Matzah Ashir at all. Right? So, it seems like Matzah Ashir is also all day. Right? Pashtus is midin matzah. Okay, so what do you do with Maisa? What do you do with Maisa? So let's sum up. Let's sum up, and we'll talk about the ma'aser, and we'll wrap it up. Eating chametz up till 10 o'clock, no problem. Eating matzah, asur all day. So, eating matzah ashira, midin chametz, chayre, it shouldn't be a problem. If you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan and Rodeh Yehuda, that the Ramah only meant, right, that our minig is not to eat, have matzah ashira in every Pesach, just because we don't have all that much matzah shira, right? But nikar adinit mutter tik midin chametz, so it's fine. But why would you want to? You're allowed to have chametz up to the 10th hour, right? So a person doesn't want to have chametz around, okay, maybe. Okay, then matzah shira should also be okay midin chametz. But midin matzah, you hold like the Rambam, it's a problem all day. You hold like the whole Rambam all day. The Vilna Gaon also passes like this Rambam. It's a problem to eat matzah shira all day. Okay, so what do you do? So it says Mishnah Berurah 25, Yekayim b'minei peres, right? So you should do shalosh shudus with all kinds of fruit. Ayin le'el b'simen reish tzav yalef sifhei. Look earlier in simen reish tzav yalef sifhei. D'yesh deyes b'poiskim. There are different opinions about the poiskim. Tzorach la'asosu dafka b'pas. Do you have to do shalosh shudus dafka with bread? Or the sagi gamkein b'shar dvorim? Or is it enough to use other things? V'lozeh omar, if he says here, the b'shas adchak kazeh, this circumstance of Erev Pesach, yochol lismoch ala mekilim, you can rely on the lenient opinion. Better to use meat or fish than peris, it's more choshev. The truth is, you could even use a cooked dish, meaning cooked matzah meal. But the difference is, it's only mutter up to the 10th hour. We're going to fulfill it with fruit or meat and fish. You could even do it after the 10th hour. Just eat a little bit. Don't fill up on the fruit. So that you have an appetite for the matzah. Look in Achrayim. It's also a good idea to divide up your morning seuda into two. There are opinions you can be yotzei shalosh shudos even before mincha. Right, both. to be yotze both sides. Meaning, if you could be yotze shalosh shudis before mincha, then have a meal. If you can't, so have other stuff. V'chein kasa bebira agro denochon lasis kain. The girl also writes, that's proper to do. This is only true. You can only divide your meal into two if you have a significant amount of time between the beginning of your meal. You know, let's say it's the self amount of 10:30. Let's say, right? And you only have a starting meal, your Shabbos meal at 9:55, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to have a meal, right? Quickly, okay. It's 10:15. Now what are you going to do? Take a 2-minute break and go back. You're not going to do that. Why? Kadesh le bechal brocha shein etzricha. It's time to stop the meal and start again. You're not going to do that. Right, so you have to have a significant time for a break, right? So therefore, the minig is to daven early. I never face the shchalias b'shabbos. Start your meal significantly early, right? How early? I'd say that you get through a good part of the meal beforehand, right? Even if you have some bread, fish, salad, something like that, right? And then wait 25 minutes, half an hour, go for a walk around the block, something like that. Okay, feel a little bit hungry again. Now have your suda shlishis, right? And then after chatzos, or after mincha time, after mincha, have your cholent, right? Have your cholent, a Pesach dikha cholent, not chametz stick. Chametz dirty also, have a Pesach dikha cholent, right? And shine, right? Another minik that people have adopted, meaning not like the Rambam and the Gro, is to have matzah shiva. Some people have a minik in hotels, I think it's more popular that way. To have matzah shira up till the 10th hour. Be careful, not past the 10th hour. Matzah shira not have past the 10th hour. Right? Midin overeating. Midin chametz, we said, it's probably not a problem. Midin matzah, according to the Rambam and the Gra, you can't have that. Right? But they're mekel against the Rambam and the Gra. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not past manis or achilas chametz, but up till then, yeah. Okay? Okay. Okay, there are other issues about fried matzah and things like that. It's so, okay, but we're not going to get into that. But Mimela, the what comes out is those two minhagim, either to split up, this is the best, split up your meal in the morning, right, if you're having this, and make sure you have sufficient time to do that without getting to bracha shein etzricha issues, and then after mincha, to have more food, basar, dog, and peres, things like that, right? Second best is a person has mekel, he'll have matzah shira, right, but only, I mean, even after mincha, but not past the 10th hour.
So why was the Zohar thing that he said there's no chiyuv at all?
Right. So yeah.
Why but the fruit stand like?
So he held. So the Aruch Hashulchan explains. Really, the Shem Ben Yochai held the Ikar didn't have to have a suit. You have to have a suit. The bus of dog in Paris is like, no, if you can't have a suit, b'shas atchak, you can have those things.
But,
no, but here there's no chiv suit at all.